This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spending a few minutes now with Brittany Whalen. She is the head women's basketball coach at Division III Immaculata University, and she is taking her squad to the NCAA tournament. The Mighty Macs will open things up in Delaware, Ohio on Friday, taking on Ohio Wesleyan University. And first of all, congratulations on the success, and how fulfilling, how satisfying has this season been to this point?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you so much, Matt, for having me on. Appreciate the well wishes. We are thrilled to be here and in this moment and just to experience this opportunity. It's been such a fun ride throughout this whole season. Obviously, a lot of milestones, a lot of success with our Mighty Mac squad, but just kudos to our athletes who have put in the work day in and out, and just so much resilience and grit throughout it all. And we're just in a really good spot right now.
Was this what you thought this group was capable of? Like, if I talked to you back in October, did you think like, yeah, you know, if we stay relatively healthy and we play to our capabilities, we've got this? Or have they exceeded your expectations?
No, absolutely. We all knew, our coaching staff knew from probably June, July, when we were just fitting in like the last few pieces of the puzzle with some incoming recruits and transfers, just to kind of fit what we already had. So just trying to put some more pieces in there just to build on the success that we've had last year. But like I mentioned earlier, the work ethic that this group demonstrates, they were all in from the very beginning. And, you know, we told them if we just stick together as a unit and play for each other, then there's no doubt in my mind that you'll be successful come, you know, February and March.
So you guys win the Atlantic East, so you knew you were in the tournament. There's maybe not the butterflies when you're watching the selection show when you know you're going to be there, but it's still got to be incredibly fun when the name shows up on the line. Kind of what were the emotions like when it was unveiled?
Yeah, absolutely. For a couple of our seniors, this is their second trip to the NCAA tournament. They went their freshman year, but for a lot of girls on our team, this is the first time they're experiencing this, including myself. So just so exciting. I mean, you know, you're giddy, you're wondering where you're going. We thought maybe we would be a little bit closer, but nonetheless, we're super excited and just ready to get out to Ohio and get to work.
For people who aren't familiar, who are some of the players that have made this happen for you this season?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned before, it's really a group effort to get us to this point, but definitely just some really strong leadership from our senior group. Abby Boyer, Reese Mullins, Tessa Liberata-Scholey, Alyssa Long, Tori Foster, our five seniors. They've just, what they've put in and done to lead this group is just really remarkable. And I commend them for, you know, allowing me to work with them and them being open to all of us and just so coachable and ready to be committed and all in.
Let's talk a little bit about the matchup, Ohio Wesleyan in the first round. As you've dug into the tape and to the scout, what do they bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, they're a very, very skilled team overall. It's going to be a tough matchup for us. They have two players, first team all conference, player of the year, defensive player of the year, who are kind of their go-to scorers and top defenders. You know, the one guard, she's a 2,000-plus point scorer in her career. So I think overall, just as a team, it seems that they have high-intensity high energy on the defensive end. So they force a ton of turnovers. They force opposing teams to speed up their offense. I think they have over 400 more attempts offensively than their opposing teams. And that's a result of all the forced turnovers that they have defensively. So, you know, we're going to just need to do a really good job at protecting the ball offensively and just playing with the pace that we have all season long and just doing, you know, those types of things and carrying it over in this first game of the NCAA tournament.
How much will you lean on the experience of those seniors that have been here before to kind of guide the group, to make sure it's not just happy to be there, to kind of keep everyone focused and let them know, like, you know, what's going to go, because it's going to be a little different than your average game. Like, how much will you utilize their experience to help the group?
Oh, a ton. I mean, yes, obviously we're here to experience it and have fun, but we want to compete, right? We want to win this game if we can. So they're gamers, all five seniors, and they're just ready to roll. I mean, us as coaches, we're definitely tough on them, and it's been the case all season long and throughout their careers that we've been with them. So they're expecting that, and, you know, we have to put up a good fight and just play hard to the very end.